Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a bit of rapid-fire radio on the political side, and we're going to start with something that I found ridiculous. We all know what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein, and going back to our conversation last hour with Andy Mannix, podcast that. Mannix is just a brilliant reporter, and his look at this church in northern Minnesota, and... an individual who's allowed to abuse child after child after child, looking away, this awful hug. It is well worth your time to listen to the interview, podcast, at Chad Hartman Show, and read the story in the Star Tribune. But, so Epstein is out there. And Epstein is gross and as bad as it gets. And so we've had this whole saga, as we all know, about Democratic hoax. Clearly, Trump and Epstein at one point were friends. Did Trump really kick him out of Mar-a-Lago? Why is he pushing back so much? He only backpedaled, really, I believe, because he knew about 200 Republicans in the House were going to vote against him. So now he's acting like he's for the release. But then because of the investigation, how much of the release will come out? So sharks are in the water, right? Republicans are acting like, oh, we are for transparency the whole time. How laughable is that? Dave, Republicans were for transparency once Dear Leader told them it was okay. Correct?
And that, we don't know exactly what that transparency will be yet.
Yes. Democrats, whenever Bill Clinton's name comes up, who also was good pals with Jeffrey Epstein, on the phone, whatever. Let's get all the information out. Let's emphasize again, victim after victim after victim. And let's get the info out. So Representative Jasmine Crockett is someone who can be loved by the far left and can be hated by the far right, including by Donald Trump. So she's on the House floor yesterday talking about Jeffrey Epstein. She's going to cite some names, and then we'll just transition right away to about a minute and a half of her back and forth with Caitlin Collins, where Caitlin Collins makes an enormous point that the representative will not acknowledge at all, and she deserves criticism for it.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He
again,
responded
this is Caitlin Collins interviewing Crockett
who's a
later in the day.
That doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So I will trust and take what he says, is that it wasn't that Jeffrey Epstein, but I was not attempting to mislead anybody. I literally had maybe 20 minutes before I had to do that debate.
Yeah, but people might see that and say, well, you're trying to make it sound like he took money from
a
registered sex offender.
No, but I literally did not know. When you search FEC files, and that's what I had my team to do, I texted them and I said, listen, we're going up. They are saying that she took donations.
Right, but someone might say, well,
okay,
your team should
we'll
have done
jump in. Work to make sure. The great Joe Suchere is talking somewhere. B as in B, S as in S. Honestly. I didn't have any time. Well, then don't go on the floor of Congress and start. Oh, here's how I can justify. Jeffrey Epstein.
Someone named Jeffrey Epstein. That's all she said, Chad.
So she includes Romney, Lee Zeldin, McCain Palin.
Bush, yeah. Keep
yeah.
going.
And it turns out it's a doctor, Jeffrey Epstein.
Or maybe some other random
Another.
Jeffrey Epstein.
By the way, a name you really don't want the last
tough
20
name.
Years.
Real tough name, yeah.
And she's trying to convince Caitlin Collins and anybody watching that she has nothing to apologize. They had a short amount of time, and they had to go with it. Laughable. Absolutely. Lee Zeldin quickly pointed out it was Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, and she's trying to justify it somehow. It would take about 2 or 3 minutes to look that up through all the files, and I'm sure the representative has a staff that's not small. It's not like it's you got the dial-up computer in 1987 and you're on your own.
They didn't come with a picture, Chad. How else could you do it?
Can anybody defend that? She can't even defend it. She should just step up. And this is, again, a problem where no politician, no matter what, will admit they were wrong.
Zero of them would.
Zero.
Zero.
She looked way worse by not admitting she was wrong when she convinced no one of that explanation. Well, I just want to point out it's Jeffrey Epstein. She thinks that buttresses her argument? She thinks she's in a better position? You, and maybe it wasn't even her, but she's the face of it, so she has to accept the credit and blame. The staff bleeped up. She bleeped up. When you're confronted with the information later, try a novel concept. I still don't agree with how Donald Trump handled this, but guess what? I have to own up. Because we thought it was Jeffrey Epstein. So, going forward, Senator, Congressman, any of us in the talk radio business, if somehow somebody is associated with something and it's negative involving fill in the blank, this name, if we find out they're associated with another person who has the same name, we could just put that out there?
Yes, that's right. Just if you say A or somebody named, then it's fine. I don't know how you get this information. You know, you have your 20 minutes to do all your Googling, as she said. I don't know how you put this out there and not expect all the names you mentioned, Zeldin, Romney, the Bushes, you know, everyone
McCain
involved.
McCain, Palin. Yes. I mean, these are big, huge names.
Yes, everyone involved with those campaigns, not to say, you know, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
And when I find out that it wasn't the Jeffrey Epstein, I will let you know and make it very publicly that you have.
And by the way, that's not the bar. The bar is for the representative to definitively determine that it's the evil pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, not some doctor who at least gave Zeldin the money. I don't know about the other folks. She now doesn't know. I just wanted to point out it was Jeffrey Epstein. Some of the criticism at her has been way over the top, but she owns every drip of this. And I haven't seen anything, but hey, show a little ounce of credibility and come out today and say, in hindsight, we're going to own this one. We screwed up. The problem is, if you do that now, it's thrown at you over and over and over again. It's still better than this scenario. Because this is going to be, by opponents, tied to her for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Let me play some stuff. Now, like we see in our politics now, those who support her will dismiss it quickly.
That's right.
Because we're
They'll accept what she said.
Because we're about to get to Donald Trump, and I'll even read a text today where they are dismissing what Trump had to say. Because the point we make, geez, I don't know, hundreds of times a year, you vote for who you want to. You can justify it. You don't have to justify it. You put in a lot of research. You put in a little bit of research. That doesn't mean that once they assume their elected position, that you can't criticize them. You may still, in the end, believe they are the best candidate, or you may feel like, next election, I'm not voting for him, or you may even believe I made a mistake. But too many people now will try to rationalize, no matter what someone says, I'm with them. When you know, off the record, they're not. Because you think fellow Democrats who get along with her and like her and believe her really think that was a good moment for her and their party? Hell no, they
don't. No, they can't. It was completely irresponsible.
It was 100% irresponsible. Donald Trump and the defense of him, including the texts we get all the time, oh, he's just kidding. Apparently, only his supporters get to decide when he's kidding, including when we're talking about hanging members of Congress.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home.
Now to our fearless leader. So a video is shared by Senator Slotkin from Michigan. Features herself, Senator Mark Kelly, four members of Congress, including Jason Crow, who are veterans of the military and the intelligence community. And part of what Slotkin says first, we want to speak directly to members of the military and the intelligence community. The American people need to stand up for our laws, our Constitution. Don't give up the ship. They continue to say this. Right now, threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. They all assert, don't give up the ship. Now, that is a very difficult responsibility, Dave, right? Now, when you are a member of the military, our intelligence community, our government, your number one responsibility is to follow the law and adhere to the Constitution, correct?
Yes, and pay, you know, follow the orders of your commanding officers.
That's it. Okay.
Up to the commander in chief.
Exactly.
That's part of the oath.
That's part of the oath, right? And it's not very easy to look at your commanding officer or the commander in chief and to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Of course not. A lot of times it might not be clear what's lawful.
Right. That is an excellent point, because we've had ruling after ruling, and most of the time, if the ruling goes against the president, he dismisses it.
Mm-hmm.
At a stunning level. That part of the story probably isn't discussed enough. But yes, we can all sit here and say, follow the law, believe in the Constitution, stand up to your commanding officer, stand up to the commander in chief. That's your job, right? Do you have, I mean, what is that going to do to the rest of your life? And I hope you're in a position where you can. And I would hope, I don't know, novelly, that we would have a president who wouldn't put you in that position like this guy does on a regular basis.
Good idea. You'd like to have that in the commander-in-chief?
So he shared an article about the video as opposed to his own thoughts on the matter. Shockingly, on Truth Social. It's called Seditious Behavior at the Highest Level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We don't have a country anymore. An example must be set. President DJT. Okay. He wasn't done there, because he would then offer up 16 Truth Social posts from others on it where he's, I don't know, what do they call that? Retruthing over there? I don't know. Including one that advocated for the hanging of these six Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States saying this. And among the text I received earlier is a text I get all the time. Oh, he hooked you again. You fell for it. You took his bait. So I guess I need to get, you know, like the president has a daily briefing. We all need to get the daily briefing about the president, when we should take his words serious and when we shouldn't. And as I pointed out to this texter, because it was clear they're a supporter of the president, which is fine. I'm sure you would feel the same way if Barack Obama and Joe Biden were just casually, according to this person, joking about hanging six Republicans.
Noted jokesters, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Right? We like comedy. We like uncomfortable comedy. We like bawdy comedy. I don't think it's funny when you're trying to convince me it's funny and he's just playing along and he's trolling about hanging six elected officials who served the military and our intelligence committee, unlike Commander-in-Chief Bonespurs. This is classic him.
Yeah.
But,
and it's classic defense of him, too.
It's classic defense.
It's he's joking. It's, oh, well, that was just locker room talk. Well, he didn't really mean that. Come on, he's being sarcastic.
But here's where it's not classic him. We can't just look at this every day when the president of the United States, over and over and over and over again, 16 times.
That's a lot of times.
Suggests that six members of Congress should be hung. And it's just Trump. We can't hold him accountable ever. Ever. Again, as I said with Crockett, who showed no responsibility, no accountability, and just made herself look worse and worse by the moment by tossing out a different Jeffrey Epstein and tying other public figures to her. And instead of just saying, we screwed up, or in particular, I screwed up, she wouldn't do it. And now what we have is a man who tens of millions of people voted for. Tens of millions of people believe he's a great president. Tens of millions of people support him. But you can't call this out. And then if someone, by the way, whose job is to follow local and national, serious and silly, oh, you shouldn't be talking about this anymore. It's not a big deal. Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, if Barack Obama, oh, let me get it right here. Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me try one more time. Barack Hussein Obama, first black president.
Where was he born?
Of course. No birth certificate. No, we have no idea. You know, and by the way, he doesn't. He's a Muslim. Oh, that's right. He attends church, and he put up a Jeremiah Wright way too long, which is only valid criticism in that area they had because Wright said some insulting, inflammatory comments. I'm sure that would have been found as just humorous and trolling if Obama offered that up, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's amazing that it's just another day what he's calling seditious behavior. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Traitor Greene.
Who followed him through fire and now differed with him on like one issue out of 10,000 that the survivor should be protected. And right away, what was she called?
Marjorie Traitor Greene.
If you don't agree with them 100%, he has no use for you. And there are no repercussions because a stunning amount of his supporters will think it's funny, it's no big deal, or the people in Congress, you know what they'll do? Fake phone call, didn't see it, have a meeting, but it's just another day. With the president of the United States. It's unbelievable. And by the way, we got a long way to go with the guy. I mean, it's been 1 year since he was elected. We're not even to 1 year in office. Buckle up, everybody. Jason, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Does the spanking machine remain in the Grove, or is it in St. Paul?
Well, I did visit the auxiliary house today.
Nice.
I haven't completely, like, moved all my clothes.
Yep.
I left my coffee beans at home. Had to get the mail. Like, it's sort of a strange. Okay. Like, we have a bit of a strange setup.
Coffee beans.
It's a tough life.
Are you one of these guys who really thinks the beans are really that different?
Are you kidding?
I mean, come on, Dave. What is this one of the greatest facades of all time? You have to have the right beans.
He grinds his own beans.
Yeah. It's an awful product that tastes terrible.
What a bizarre take. Like, are you one of these guys who thinks the ingredients in something matters?
From a guy who thinks two cabs can taste different.
You know what else is?
He does also.
Shh.
Okay.
Yeah, one cat. You've tried one. You've had them all, huh?
$12 bottle, $100 bottle, the same thing.
What did you think about Bill Guerin yesterday suggested when they bring the bottle out to you and pour just a little bit in and you nose it, swirl it around, you taste it, you can only send it back if the wine has gone bad.
I agree with that.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So I think most people probably do. But
if it's by the glass. And some nicer restaurants will give you a little taste by the glass.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, I have no problem
with that. Okay, that's fair.
But if you're opening a bottle, especially if you're sort of a know-it-all who doesn't ask for help. Now, if they suggested it and it didn't match, like, I guess it's okay.
Well, that's my question, because I get
there's some caveats.
It's hard to say, you know, your typical bottle is like $1,500. So if they open a $1,500 bottle and you just say it doesn't taste
how I desired,
you know, where, like,
I'm with Garen.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage of people who order an item at, let's say, a fairly typical restaurant and will send it back because, you know, it's not prepared the right way or just doesn't taste how it was described on the menu or conveyed by the waiter or waitress?
I think that scenario, by the way, is totally legit. Like, if it wasn't prepared right. And I think, look, as long as you're not a jerk about it, I think most places are fine with you saying, like, you know, I just didn't really like this.
Right. Okay, like a steak
as an example. Like, the percentage of people who ever send anything back is probably less than 5% in Minnesota, where we just sort of sit there and suck it up.
Yeah.
And then you go complain to everyone you ever met.
Right. Go on Facebook. Right. You know, your neighborhood Facebook
Yelp
group.
Yelp review.
Yeah.
Right.
I rarely send things back, but it does happen.
I think, listen, if
and
you,
no like, one's bothered.
Let's say a steak, and you say medium rare, and it comes out well done.
Yeah. Nope.
You 100% should For send sure. that back.
Yep.
Do you agree with me on that one?
Yes, you have every right to do it.
Yeah. Well, and
I wouldn't do it because I'm a coward.
So you will not do that?
Probably.
I think most people are afraid to do it. Yeah. And then
because you're afraid what's going to happen with your food next time?
No, I don't think you're just like, we're too nice.
Yeah, and you think, well, now I'm inconveniencing the people I'm with because their food's
and
here.
You're inconveniencing yourself. Like, by the time it gets remade and you get that food, like, maybe the meal is over.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, you know, the problem is the people who do send stuff back are probably doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, that's
fair. You know what I mean?
I think you're right on the delivery. If you're just decent about it and say, hey, I really prefer my steak, medium rare, you show, right? Probably you don't throw the steak at them.
No, right.
You know, that could get
an
infection.
It's a little tricky. I hesitate, but now it's like a really good server, if you barely ate your food, they'll say like, hey, can I get you something you like better?
Well,
it takes a little bit of the pressure off of you in saying like, oh,
you better be empowered by the restaurant.
That's
right.
It's all about. Yeah.
Okay. What did you think about the story in the Tribune about don't be convinced when you order a burger, you're automatically getting fries? Is this becoming a thing?
So I thought it actually was a very interesting story, because your chef restaurants that have their smash burger, their chef driven burger.
Yeah. Right.
Very rarely does it include fries. Very rarely. And I don't know, like, I would say from the consumer standpoint, it's kind of weird to just get a burger with no side. Most people want a little side.
I think 98% of the public assumes something else is coming with my burger.
Now, I like being able to order a burger as like an appetizer. And I'll order fries if I want fries.
Yeah.
Like, I like to take a burger. What I like to do when we go to a nice restaurant, I like burgers, but I don't get aroused by burgers the
way
people...
What food arouses you, Jason Drusher?
Pork.
Give it to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
See, I like that idea, by the way, if it's a place that's known as a good burger place.
I just need two bites.
And it's the four of us going out.
Yes.
Boom, you cut it up.
I love it. I love that.
But I'm on team share.
Yes, me too.
You are also.
A lot of people aren't.
A lot of people are adamant about it. They're wrong, by the way.
They are wrong. You're missing out. Like,
why
you go out. Like, how many times are you going to go to most places? Not that many.
Exactly.
So experience as much of it as you can.
Yes.
But I thought it was an interesting article. Now, the biggest thing that bothered me about this article, the new Star Tribune food critic, who is, I give
he's
him credit.
Dead to you.
Well, no, he's eating some of the classics, some of the icons, like trying to get level set for our food scene. I think that's really smart.
It's tough to jump in.
Oh, this guy's from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But in like the fourth paragraph of his story, he was saying like he asked people on social media if they expect French fries with a burger. Mm-hmm. And his friend, like, it was like Chadberry or Chadburger or some like, and you're like, what in the Gen Z is happening to yeah. people's names?
Wow.
So already this guy is from Norway, right? Like born in Norway, not one of us.
Wow.
And then his friend has
Mr.
a weird
Chicago
name. First article, he's like, my buddy, you know, like, wouldn't you make up a name? Like, Ralph, you're a man of the people. But instead, it's like my buddy, you know, Periwinkle. I'm like, come on.
Famous Ralphs under the age of 30. Let's go.
Max, you could have gone Max. Like, that's fine.
See,
I don't know. Am I wrong on this? Like,
don't make up a name, do you?
Oh, hell yes. Oh, Chadner. His friend's name is Chadner, Chadner. And if your intro to our community is that you would hang out with the likes of someone who goes by the name of Chadner.
I mean, I feel like I'm being slightly attacked here.
Chad is a great name.
Yeah.
Chadwick.
That's a fine name.
Why don't you go by Chadwick? Obvious reasons. Why does Chadner go by Chadner? I think it tells you.
What if it's Chadwick? Much better than Chadner.
All you need to know about the Chadner.
What if he's Chad, last name Ner?
That's fine.
Nerson or something
and
like that.
And he combines it.
And that's his social media name.
Brotastic nickname?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when you hear the name Chadner, like, don't you paint a picture of this chap? Chadner.
You know what I see, Jason?
Mm.
I see humans.
Yes, I understand.
I never form any opinions.
What is it like being you? Just, yeah. I mean.
I'm an open
above
plate.
Above it. Just yeah. above this sort
Do we
of...
have one Ralph under the age of 30? Does anyone name their kids Ralph anymore?
Not even close.
I bet Ralph is back. Kind of like, you know, there was this Henry phase, like all the.
Oh, their Henrys are everywhere.
Yeah.
But
all the old names kind of came back for a minute.
All right, more food talk with Mr. Food himself. Check out his work.
Chadner.com is where you can find my latest
Chadner.com and also Minnesota Monthly. Somebody left the cake out in the rain?
Yeah. Happened at MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Another good Mac you can give to on Give to the Max Day.
Why is Mike Max in my email all day today?
Yeah.
It's like
popular.
All this Max.
He misses you.
Jeez, enough.
Ultra-processed foods are a global health threat. Mm. The Lancet. Researchers say that governments need to step up and introduce warnings and higher taxes on ultra-processed foods. Where do you stand on that?
Nope.
Too much. Too nanny state?
Too nanny state. You know, I would like to see, you know, our federal government does a lot to prop up certain commodity-type farmed products, right?
Like
the corn, mm-hmm. your high-fructose corn syrup is a big part of that.
Have forever.
I would like to see maybe either meeting in the middle when it comes to, like, regular produce and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. Like, it is so expensive to eat healthy. Also, every time we try to solve these problems, it doesn't solve it. And so I'm.
Well, how detached should the government be about food, which clearly, not automatically, not first bite, but if it's a central part of your meal, it's an issue. You know, I
know it's hard. It's hard. In the meantime, we're going to be on people about eating healthy. And at the same time, we're legalizing sports gambling and have all the pot you want. And, like, we're a fascinating time of our society right now.
Now, I know the kids never went to fireworks.
Right.
I don't think you attended any of their games.
Nope.
Did you ever bring the kids to movies?
Yes.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with this movie called Frozen? Does that stand out? You've heard of Frozen?
Heard of it.
For Frozen 3 and Frozen 4, Kristen Bell...
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gad and Idina Menzel. Did you see how much they're getting?
No.
They've signed deals for $60 million each.
Great.
For Frozen 3 and Frozen 4.
Yeah. Cold never bothered them anyway.
Man.
That's for sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
That's innovation that we don't have.
Yeah, that's right.
That's an example.
It's clever. No one would have thought of that joke.
No, a cold joke tied to frozen.
Yeah.
Jot that down, Dave. We'll try to work that in. Yeah, I'm not saying Disney should make all the money. But when I hear these folks talk about how tiring and exhausting it is to go into the studio and I'm dry. Who was it the other day? I think it was Eddie Murphy. Like, I'm so drained. I'm gassed. I just have to go home. I'm like, come on. You're hilarious as donkey, but I don't think.
You're in the voice studio all day?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even
imagine.
And
I'm not suggesting I'm drained either when I go home.
You don't hear us complain. Ever.
I'm also not suggesting I'm making $60 million for Chad Hartman Show 2 and 3.
No. You deserve it, though.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd take it. I'd give.
It's crazy, isn't
I'd give four-fifths of it for giving the max today.
Look at how much, you know, all of the products, all of the stage shows, all of the.
That is the comeback, right? Because the comeback.
Obviously, they're making more. Tons.
Oh, a lot more. It's the same thing when. An athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Ant. You know, Ant signed that enormous contract a couple years ago where it can go up to $300 million. And people are like, when he has a game like he did last night, we talked off air. Anthony Edwards was just bored by the game last night. It drove me nuts. As a guy who really likes to watch him play, and then he no-shows defensively, can't make a shot, no rebounds, no assists, and then he runs and doesn't address the media. Stop with he's going to be the face of the franchise. He does this 20 times a year where he's not accountable. But the reason why they're paying Ant $300 million and they can is because the agreement says the player should get like 51 or 52%.
Right.
There's a reason why A-Rod and Lori made an amazing deal with Glenn Taylor. Amazing deal when it's now worth $3.5-4 million and they bought it for 1.5.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So I'm not saying that the participants shouldn't get the money.
It's just more the system, the overall, where you're like, it's insane.
It's insane. And in sports, by the way, in the next 4 or 5 years, I don't know who's going to be able to attend.
Yeah, I don't think I'm worried about that.
I don't think the leagues themselves have quite a handle on what they're charging.
Do you know what my courtside seat cost last night?
I cost
mean,
you nothing.
How about, let's think
Zero.
About my needs.
Zero. Charlie, I'm available also. Jason's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.